How are you, Mr. Jason?
I'm wonderful, you?
I am wonderfully blessed, as always, and so are you. And you're wonderfully blessed with this film.
Thank you very much.
I adore it. I'm still flying high.
This is gonna be fun.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
You are my favorite director now.
Good. As I should be.
And here's the deal. The movie is so multi-layered, multi-textured, and a much lesser director, they won't be able to keep all the balls up in the air.
Right.
But you were able to.
Yes. So I'm quite the juggler.
Yes, you are. And so tell me the genesis of the film.
I was trying to make Thank You for Smoking my first movie, and nobody would make it, when I found this book in a bookstore and just fell in love with it. And it actually took me 6 years to write it. So while I was making Thank You for Smoking, while I was making Juno, I was continuously writing up in the air, hoping one day I'd get the chance to make it.
And so you wrote it when you're single, and then you finish it?
When I started, I was a single guy in my 20s living in an apartment. By the time I finished, I was married, I would become a father, I had a mortgage. I mean, my life had really changed.
Faster.
And you wrote it in Palm Springs? Is that what I...
Yeah, I love writing in Palm Springs. It's my favorite place to consistently write.
Why?
I've written in almost every Starbucks in Palm Springs.
Really?
Yeah, swear to God.
You know what? Frank Capra wrote It's a Wonderful Life there.
Really?
The La Quinta Resort.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and they have a little homage for him there. It's like a little cottage that says, this is where Frank Capra wrote It's a Wonderful Life.
Do you think that maybe one of the Starbucks in Cathedral City would... put a little plaque that I wrote.
I will instigate that.
Will you please?
I will. I promise.
Thank you.
And I heard you're going to be there in Palm Springs. Is that true?
Yes.
For the Palm Springs Film Festival?
Yeah, definitely. Well, the Palm Springs Film Festival has done a lot for me. They started playing my short films very early, and they were one of the first places that kind of recognized me as a director, and that I can't tell you how much that means when you're just starting out and you really want to feel like, you could actually have a profession in this art form. I would go out there and meet other directors, and then I brought features back, and yeah, I really enjoy going there.
You said once that your father, Ivan Reitman, wrote the best line in the film.
Yes.
What's that?
The best line in the movie is at the beginning of the scene where the three main characters have met in Miami, and George Clooney, Vera says, he broke up with you over text message, and George goes, oh, that's kind of like firing people over the internet. And it's a line that gets an enormous amount of applause, unlike every other line in the movie, and it's a little upsetting, really. I wrote this whole screenplay, and my father came in to write one line, and it's the killer.
Another magic of the film is that those characters initially are not likable. Yet you fall in love with all of them.
It's kind of like meeting me. At first, I don't know about this guy. And then, but I grow on you like a mold.
I'm not going to let you get away with this. So you did this, right?
Yes.
The junket journalist.
Yes.
Where did I place? Did I do good?
Let me see. All right. You did great.
I did a little bit of everything, but not all.
It was really original. I thought you're a perfect piece of pie.
Oh, no, thank you so much, Mr. Jason.
You're amazing.